Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, as always, david@fmr.co.za and the podcast at fmr.co.za. A little bit of luxury for me this week, Mercedes B200. Mercedes calls this a reinvented family car, and it is. Let me tell you, pure mommy wagon exterior, but the interior that really shines. From a magnificent dash with air vents that wouldn't look out of place in a Bentley to 360-degree cameras with an overhead view, which is on an on-screen system that seems to extend about two-thirds of the dash in a wraparound system. The infotainment that rocks. The interior is sparse. Not Spartan, sparse. Beautifully done. I really have to say the inside of this is an exceptional place to be. There are, as usual, the quirky Mercedes-Benz idiosyncrasies, notably always the steering mounted column shift. A colleague of mine couldn't find it intuitively. He actually gave up on driving the car. Door mounted seat heating switches, which is not the most intuitive place to find them. But the door handles are a little lower than on most cars. It's sort of in the center as opposed to being on the top where you'd expect it. But this has an unexpected advantage, an unintended positive consequence. It aids you in really intuitively choosing the best method of exiting a car. And I'm going to talk about that for a moment. In a lot of countries in Europe, they recommend opening the car door not with the hand closest to the door, but the hand closest to the center of the car. And what that does is it forces you, as you reach across yourself, to look backwards and see if there's an approaching bicycle or car. And that avoids you dooring a cyclist or having your door ripped off by another car. That left-handed opening technique in this country is totally worth it. And just a little location, instead of arching your shoulder on your right arm, you tend to want to reach across with your left, and this is a really positive thing. Please consider doing that in any car, but intuitively in this B200. The car was 641,000 Rand for the base model. As I tested it, I got a 50,000 Rand AMG package and loads of other cool options, including lane assistant, active safety systems. And I've got to say, with most of these luxury cars, not just Mercedes-Benz, you've got to be careful with those tick boxes. You can add another few hundred thousand Rand of options all too easily, and it is tempting. There's some good stuff in there. For your money, you're going to get 120 kilometers in the petrol engine, 120 kilowatts, shall I say, rather, in the petrol engine. And that's going to be good for 6 liters per 100 kilometers. It is a 1.3-litre four-pot. It's sprightly, 8.2 seconds to get to the ton. I can't stress enough what a good place to be 200 is to sit in and drive. It wraps around you. It's sporty enough. It's sophisticated. And from inside anyway, it has incredible looks. That's it from Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, send us a mail, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast on fmr.co.za. And again, my question, if you've got a favorite Cape Road, please tell us about it. The most romantic, the most fun, the best view, the best motoring experience, maybe the most engaging, or you've just got a general motoring question that you'd love answered, I'd love to hear from you. Until next week, thank you. Bye.